the French Interior Minister is on his way to the site. Security around synagogues and Jewish schools had been reinforced significantly since the Gaza conflict between Israel and Hamas in October last year.
This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The Kansas Democrat who helped ban transgender girls and women from women's sports has died of pancreatic cancer. Marvin Robinson Jr. was 67 years old. Blaise Mesa has this report.
Robinson served one term in the Kansas House. He was controversial for his backing of Republican-led priorities, like banning transgender women from women's sports. But Robinson also pushed for a ban on the death penalty and freeing inmates on marijuana charges. He was a strong advocate for funding restoration of the Quindaro ruins. That's a stop on the Underground Railroad that fell into disrepair and was almost turned into a landfill. Robinson lost his primary election this month. Wanda Page will take his seat next January. I'm Blaise Mesa with The Beacon.
Two adults are dead following an explosion northwest of Kansas City yesterday. KCTV reports that the explosion of the house in Excelsior Springs, Missouri, was felt for miles. The Clay County Sheriff's Department is investigating the explosion, but there was no immediate evidence of foul play. Two bodies were found inside the house. Their names have not yet been released. A family dog was also found dead. In sports, the Kansas City Royals defeated the Philadelphia Phillies last night 7-4. It was a return of sorts to the area for Philadelphia Phillies manager Rob Thompson. He played baseball at the University of Kansas from 1983 to 85 and was recognized two seasons ago at Allen Fieldhouse after leading the Phillies to the 2022 World Series. But until last night, he had not been in the visiting dugout at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City as the Phillies manager. Thompson said he's glad to be back in the area.
I love the area, I love the city. The state of Kansas treated me very well.
Again, the Kansas City Royals won that game 7-4. They play their second in the series against the Phillies at 6:10 tonight at Kauffman Stadium. We have a slight chance of continued showers this morning, otherwise clearing, becoming mostly sunny and hot today with highs in the low to mid-90s. Even warmer for tomorrow with highs expected in the upper 90s. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, Scott Simon talks about that great Chicago classic, the hot dog, and what's wrong with a little ketchup anyway. That's just ahead as he talks with food critic Monica Eng about the Chicago dog coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday. When you become a sustaining member of KPR, it's a great way to recognize that we're here for you day in and day out. You can be here for KPR in the same way. Support KPR with your ongoing monthly gift and feel great knowing that every time you turn your radio on, you're part of making that happen. Become a sustaining member today at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982. For clients ranging from private homeowners to realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
It's going to be a hot one today, an even hotter one tomorrow. Highs today in the low to mid-90s. The National Weather Service is issuing a heat advisory taking effect this afternoon and going until tomorrow evening. High temperatures tomorrow in the upper 90s. It's 81 in Emporia, 79 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
He testified he had no knowledge of sexual harassment allegations against his former advisor.
Do you think he was lying?
Absolutely.
I'm Adrian Ma. We sit down with NPR's investigations team on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tell your smart speaker to play KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting Sing, 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 arias and ensembles from opera and Broadway with opera singer Michael Spires and family. 7:30 p.m. Saturday, September 7th. Tickets at topekasymphony.org.
We've got 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. Just ahead, Scott Simon speaks to musician Shelby Lynn about making beautiful music out of heartbreak and pain. Shelby Lynn has a new album out. It's called Consequences of the Crown. That conversation just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. The National Weather Service is issuing a heat advisory taking effect at 1 o'clock this afternoon and running until 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. We're expecting highs today in the low to mid-90s. Highs tomorrow in the upper 90s. Heat indexes both days well above 100 degrees.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble providing an experience where people of all backgrounds celebrate and share music together, encouraging pride in the Lawrence community. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org.
Support for NPR comes from the state.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258 BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's NPR's News Quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me.
When your old car or truck is no longer your favorite place to listen to KPR, consider donating it to Kansas Public Radio. Learn more about our Vehicles for Charity program at kansaspublicradio.org.
We've got a little bit of everything going on in terms of the weather. Sunny skies in Manhattan, cloudy skies here in Lawrence, expecting rain shortly in Atchison. The one thing to be sure of is it's going to be a hot weekend. Highs today in the low to mid-90s. Highs tomorrow in the upper 90s. The National Weather Service is issuing a heat advisory taking effect at 1 o'clock this afternoon for the entire KPR listening area.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis.
And I'm Peter Sagal. It was a great week for Chicago as the eyes of the nation turned to our city to watch the most powerful and important people in the country, none of whom are actually from Chicago.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got a hot forecast for the rest of the day, highs in the low to mid-90s today. It's 82 degrees in Emporia, 81 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
The following program was taped in front of an
audience. From NPR.
Did the U.S. ambassador to India lie under oath to save his political career? Ambassador Eric Garcetti, long seen as a rising star in the Democratic Party, once testified he had no knowledge of sexual harassment allegations against his former advisor.
Do you think he was lying?
Absolutely.
I'm Adrian Ma. We sit down with NPR's investigations team on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Humanities Kansas, welcoming U.S. Poet Laureate Ada Limon to the Salina Art Center on Thursday, October 17th. Open to the public, tickets available Tuesday. More information at humanitieskansas.org. The National Weather Service is issuing a heat advisory for the entire KPR listening area, beginning at 1 o'clock this afternoon, running until 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. We're expecting temperatures today in the low to mid-90s, highs tomorrow in the upper 90s, with heat index values well above 100 degrees.
Support for NPR comes from NPR.
But as the convention comes to an end, the election is just 2 months away. We'll debrief on the night's headline speech on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition Monday morning. I believe that might have been a promotion from a couple days ago. But join us for Morning Edition Monday morning from 5 to 9 o'clock. Your hosts Monday, Lila Fadel, A. Martinez, and Jay Schaefer. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org. We're expecting highs today in the low to mid-80s, under a mix of sunshine and clouds. It's 84 in Emporia, 85 in Manhattan.
Support for NPR comes from NPR Station.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. And then an hour from now, stay with us for This American Life here on KPR. Have you got an old car just taking up space in your garage? KPR's vehicle donation program accepts all cars, and donating is easy. We rely on your donations to help fund the programs you count on every day. Find out about KPR's vehicle donation program at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
I'm Jesse Thorne. John Cena. Actor.
And this is Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got a mix of sunshine and cloudy skies, windy conditions out there. It's going to be a warm one with highs in the low to mid-90s. It's 87 in Emporia, 86 in Manhattan, 85 here in Lawrence. This is KPR.
It's Bullseye. I'm Jesse Thorne. My first guest, MaximumFun.org and NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Bullseye on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC, presenting Leonardo, a wonderful show about a terrible monster, Friday evening, September 13th. Puppets and songs bring Mo Willems' books to life. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. And from Mammoth, presenting a night of live storytelling and music with Professor Greg Jackson of the History That Doesn't Suck podcast, Friday, October 11th at Liberty Hall. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. This is KPR.
It's a song called Glizzy Gobbler. Now, what's a glizzy? And how many can an average Long Island shirtless dude gobble on video? We'll find out. It's Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Bullseye on KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com. The National Weather Service is issuing a heat advisory to take effect at 1 o'clock this afternoon. We're looking at highs today in the low to mid-90s with heat index values well above 100 degrees. Even warmer for tomorrow with highs in the upper 80s. It's 86 in Lawrence.
Hi, I'm Christian Duenas, producer here.
All great radio hosts have a signature sign off. Don't run, don't run, don't run.
Bullseye with Jesse Thorne is a production of MaximumFun.org and is distributed by NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Just out of curiosity, I just looked up that video of the glizzy gobbler, hot dog gobbler, and it's pretty weird, so check that out. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This American Life. Today's show is for the birds. Stories about birds that wreak havoc, birds that change lives. That's just 1 minute away here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans with wealth management and investment planning across the state. Details at bobschwartzfinancial.com. Things get a little funky this evening on KPR's Live at Green Lady Lounge. We'll be hearing Ken Lovern's Organ Jazz Trio playing an hour of original jazz like Blue Dolphin Blues and Left Right Faders. Join us for an hour of Casey Jazz live at Green Lady Lounge this evening at 6 o'clock on KPR. Mostly sunny and hot this afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-90s. The National Weather Service is issuing a heat advisory taking effect at 1 o'clock this afternoon. That's 1 hour from now, running until 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Highs tomorrow in the upper 90s with heat index values well above 100. It's 86 in Lawrence, 88 in Manhattan.
Not long ago, I went out in the woods in Oregon with this.